Our previous lesson was about rightly dividing the Word, and we discussed some of the differences between the Old and New Testaments, and we outlined that the Old Testament is sometimes called the Law of Moses, or just the Law. Christians are no longer under that old law. So this begs the question, if we are now under the New Covenant of Jesus Christ, that is, the New Testament, then why do we have or even need the Old Testament? Well, that's an important question because there are some who believe that it isn't necessary. In fact, there are many who have never read the Old Testament or see any value in it at all. And some brethren have even stated that they don't want to hear any preaching from the Old Testament, only from the New Testament. And still others just flat out reject the Old Testament. Well, to be quite honest, that type of thinking makes absolutely no sense at all when you consider the following points. One, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 15, verse 4, that for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So before the New Testament was ever completed, here we have one of God's divinely appointed, inspired writers explaining why we have the Scriptures, that being all of them. So shouldn't that be enough to convince anyone of the importance of having and knowing all of God's Word, including the Old Testament? Well, if not, then don't forget about 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So here, Paul tells us that all Scripture is A, it's inspired by God, B, it is useful, and C, it will make the faithful believer complete. I want you to notice that word, all. These two verses are the best reasons why we need the Old Testament. So if we've established the necessity of Scripture, then what is it about the Old Testament that Christians need today? Well, we can answer that question with the following easy-to-remember points. Think of reference, redemption, and reflection. Now, concerning reference, while reading the New Testament, especially the gospel accounts, there are many references to the Old Testament personalities, events, and teachings. In fact, the Old Testament is quoted some 855 times in the New Testament. And while opinions may vary, it appears that all but about 10 books of the Old Testament are quoted by the writers of the New Testament. So with that many references, it's certainly necessary to be able to review where the quote is located, who said it, and why. And that's what is known as true context. Now, not to mention that the New Testament is full of words and concepts and cultural references that can only be explained by reading about them in that old law and the prophets, which is another name for the Old Testament. Now, concerning the second point of redemption, the reason for Jesus Christ coming to earth, the need for salvation, and the purpose of heaven would be greatly obscured and confusing without the Old Testament writings. How would we know anything about the history of mankind, or the formation of the universe, or the advent of sin, or man's tendency to reject God, and even the loving plan of redemption that our Father unfurled across the centuries if we didn't have them written down somewhere to read and study? So clearly the Old Testament proves its worth by providing answers to all those questions. And the Bible is essentially a book about redemption history. It is the entire story of the overall grand plan of God to redeem His creation back to Himself after mankind had disobeyed Him. And then lastly, let's consider reflection. Even though we are Christians under the law of Christ, reading the Old Testament will cause us to reflect upon our own lives, the examples of God's faithful servants, of those not so faithful, even the rebellious and His enemies are all there to help us reflect upon the nature of God and His love for His creation and His sovereignty as supreme judge. Now, many times, just by reading the passages in the Old Testament, one can easily see how its principles still apply to us today. Our God that we have today is the same God of the Old Testament times. And if He expected a certain level of obedience in His people back then, well, we can certainly draw the conclusion that He expects a certain level of obedience in all of us today. So indeed, the Old Testament is absolutely necessary for our learning.